I've entitled this unusual lesson, Men. You've never heard one like it, and you never will. Genesis 1:26 through 28. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful, and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that creepeth, moveth upon the earth. Chapter 2, verse 7. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Verse 14. And the name of the third river is Hiddekel, that is, which goeth in toward Assyria. And the fourth is Euphrates. And the Lord God took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die. And the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him and help meet for him. And out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. And Adam gave names to all cattle, fowl, beast, etc. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman, and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he tempted man, and man fell. And so did Judas Iscariot. And so did Hitler. And so did Al Capone. And so did Genghis Khan. And Attila the Hun. And Charles Manson. And Jack the Ripper, and Khrushchev, and Mussolini, and Nebuchadnezzar, and Quantrill, and Marquis de Sade, and Voltaire, and Robespierre, and Billy the Kid, and Pharaoh, and Gracie Slick, Geronimo, Arius, Gautama Buddha, Friedrich Nietzsche, Nimrod, Rousseau, Idi Amin. Pope Benedict the Ninth. He's the worst pope, if you don't know that. Ozzy Osbourne. Ever heard of him? Nero. Diocletian. Mao. Stalin. These names mean anything to you? John Dillinger. The more history you know, the more Bible you know, and the more church history you know, the more this list will mean to you. Jezebel. Alice Cooper. Paganini. Darwin Gross. Rab Shaka. Karl Marx. Plato. Elijah Muhammad. Debbie Harry. Roger Forbes. Mary Baker Eddy. Delilah. Demetrius. Esau. Richard Wagner. Thomas Arundel. Lenin. Demas. Gene Dixon. John Lennon. Alexander the Great. Benedict Arnold. Norman Lear. Tojo. Charles Darwin. Adam Weishaupt. Balak. John Wilkes Booth. Schumann. Jimmy Jones. Jacob Schiff. Krupp, Warburg, House, and Dylan. Paul Tillich. Hugh Hefner. Mick Jagger. Jim Morrison. Jimi Hendrix. Ayatollah Khomeini. Bloody Mary. Confucius. Sigmund Freud. Trotsky. Beethoven. Semiramis. Jesse James. Cora. Charles Russell. Edgar Casey. Sanballat and Tobiah. Himmler. Mohammed. Lee Harvey Oswald. Bhagwan Sri Rajneesh. Yoko Ono. Reinhold Niebuhr. Cleopatra. Machiavelli. Rasputin. Heliogabalus. Most of you probably don't know who he was. He was a very corrupt Roman emperor who was a homosexual, dressed as a woman, married a boy, did all kinds of other terrible things. Leo Tolstoy. Nostradamus. Joseph Bonanno. Blackbeard. Frank Costello. Jack Ruby. John Gacy. Christine Jorgensen. Larry Flint. Anton LaVey. David Moses Berg. L. Ron Hubbard. Herbert Armstrong. Anton Rubinstein. Madeline Murray O'Hare. Herod. Pilate. What's right? They're evil. Antiochus Epiphanes. Edgar Allan Poe. Picasso. Swedenborg. Spartacus. Sun Myung Moon. Aristotle. Yasser Arafat. Muammar Gaddafi. Martin Lucifer Luther King. Stokely Carmichael. Orlando Di Lasso. Haman. Remember Haman? Emil Brunner. Janis Joplin. Keops. Daniel Dunglass. Arthur Ford. Paramahansa Yogananda. Maharishi Mahesh Yogi. Malcolm X. Huey Newton. Angela Davis. The Rosenblums. Harry Dexter White. Alger Hiss. Arthur Conan Doyle. Aleister Crowley. Jimmy Page. John Dewey. Juan Corona. Sirhan Sirhan. Lynette Fromm. Liberace. Socrates. Baha'u'llah. Oscar Wilde. Sacco and Vanzetti. David Bowie. Napoleon. Rommel. The Red Baron. That is, Rittmeister Richthofen, Manfred Richthofen. He's a real guy, you know. Murderer. Charlemagne. Salvador Dali. Gandhi. Keith Moon. Tito. Johann Faber. Famous Catholic in church history called the Hammer of the Heretics. He was against the Reformation. Alexander the Coppersmith. Belshazzar. King of Babylon, murdered that night. Charles Fillmore. Casanova. Mirabeau. Lizzie Borden. Remember her? Gave her mother 40 whacks. Tchaikovsky. Clarence Darrow. Joseph Smith. Brigham Young. Handel. Immanuel Kant. Elton John. Uri Geller. Ivan the Terrible. Hammurabi. Constantine. Walter Reuther. James Pike. Timothy Leary. Rod Stewart. Gene Simmons of KISS. Nander Fodor. Gus Hall. Schonberg. Keith Richard. Hannibal. Alfred Kinsey. Mayor Baba. Harry F. Ward. Nobody knows who he is. He was a stooge at, well, he's planted to ruin ministers in seminary. Werner Erhard. Frederick Eicherenkoder, commonly known as Reverend Ike. Captain William Bligh. Brutus. Father Divine. Johannes Brahms. Gog. Pope Innocent III. Amalek. Ruth Montgomery. Marcus Aurelius. Bob Dylan. Jean-Paul Sartre. Pancho Villa. Upton Sinclair. Meyer Anselm Rothschild. Theodora. David Beaton. Mata Hari. Toulouse-Lautrec. Gloria Steinem. Jerry Rubin. Albert Pike. Mirza Ali Muhammad. Wally Farad. Franz Mesmer. Hosea Ballou. Karl Barth. Madame Blavatsky. Agag. Bach. Phineas Parkhurst Quimby. Eichmann. Elizabeth Clare Prophet. Caligula. Dr. J.B. Rhine. Ahab. Peter Hurkoff. Johann Eck. Mae West. Barabbas. Cain. You know what they did? These people all have at least one thing in common. They sinned. And they never asked God to forgive their sins. And their judgment will be great in the lake of fire. They practiced resentment, hatred, unforgiveness, violence, temper, anger, retaliation, murder, self will, stubbornness, disobedience, rebellion, contention, bickering, argument, quarreling, fighting, possessiveness, dominance, witchcraft, destruction, spite, hatred, sadism, hurt, cruelty, judging, criticism, fault-finding, rejection, inferiority, self-pity, loneliness, timidity, shyness, inadequacy, ineptness, envy, suspicion, distrust, selfishness, pouting, daydreaming, fantasy, pretension, unreality, indifference, stoicism, passivity, sleepiness, alcohol, drugs, listlessness, lethargy, despair, despondency, discouragement, defeatism, dejection, hopelessness, suicide, death, insomnia, morbidity, gloom, disgust, anxiety, fear, dread, apprehension, tension, headaches, nervous habits, restlessness, excitement, insomnia, roving, self-awareness, fear of man, fear of disapproval, unfairness, fear of judgment, fear of condemnation, fear of accusation, fear of reproof, sensitiveness, insanity, madness, mania, retardation, senility, schizophrenia, paranoia, hallucination, jealousy, envy, distrust, persecution, confrontation, frustration, incoherence, forgetfulness, unbelief, skepticism, procrastination, compromise, confusion, indifference, self-delusion, self-seduction, pride, fear of failure, occultic spirits, spiritistic spirits, intellectualism, rationalization, ego, all kinds of phobias, hysteria, lying, deceit, ego, vanity, self-righteousness, haughtiness, importance, arrogance, theatrics, play-acting, sophistication, pretension, stealing, kleptomania, material lust, greed, discontent, vanity, frustration, criticism, irritability, intolerance, driving, competition, argument, agitation, resentment, false responsibility, false compassion, sorrow, heartache, heartbreak, crying, sadness, tiredness, weariness, laziness, infirmity, death, restlessness, pressure, blasphemy, coarse jesting, gossip, criticism, backbiting, mockery, belittling, railing, nicotine, alcohol, drugs, drug abuse, medications, caffeine, gluttony, nervousness, I'm not attacking caffeine, compulsive eating, probably shouldn't have said that, it's on this list and I'm just reading it, I meant to strike it out, compulsive eating, idleness, self-hatred, self-condemnation, shame, unworthiness, embarrassment, lust, fantasy lust, homosexuality and lesbianism, adultery, fornication, incest, harlotry, rape, exposure, frigidity, Jehovah's Witnesses, Christian Science, Rosicrucianism, Theosophy, Unity, Mormonism, Baha'ism, Ouija board, palmistry, handwriting analysis, automatic writing, ESP, hypnotism, horoscope, astrology, levitation, fortune telling, water witching, tarot cards, witchcraft, black magic, white magic, conjuration, incantation, charms, fetishes, ritualism, formalism, legalism, seduction, doctrinal error, seance, spirit guides, Buddhism, Taoism, Hinduism, Islam, Shintoism, Confucianism. Is it no wonder God said in the Bible, in Romans 12, verses 1 and 2, what he said. We're not talking theology. We're talking the facts of history. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. To whom will you conform yourself? Think about the infamous characters on that list. Think about this list. Adam, Aaron, Matthew, Mark, Luke, James and John, Moses, Solomon, David, Elijah, Timothy, Jabez, Rehoboam, Hezekiah, Andrew, Bartholomew, Peter, Philip, Simon, Thaddeus, Thomas, Andronicus, Apollos, Daniel, Isaiah, Ezekiel, Jeremiah, Barnabas, Micah, Epaphroditus, Mary, the mother of Jesus. She is blessed. James, the Lord's brother. Zacharias and Elizabeth. Eve. Anna. Deborah. Matthias. Paul. Silas, Philip the Evangelist, Dorcas, Elisha, Iddo, Abel, Nahum, Jude, Abiathar, Zephaniah, Heman, Mordecai, Jotham, Habakkuk, Haggai, Hosea, Joel, Jehoshaphat, Isaac, Reuben, Amos, Obadiah, Issachar, Baruch. Seth, Malachi, Esther, Polycarp, Joshua, Gedaliah, Abishag, John Calvin, Zechariah, Manasseh, Ephraim, Ulrich Zwingli, Zerubbabel, Caleb, Savonarola, Azariah, Cornelius, Joab, Asher, Peter DeBray, Ezra, Abigail, Tyndall, Justin Martyr, Joseph, Benjamin, Levi, Andreas Karlstadt, Miles Coverdale, Ahijah, Abimelech, Cranmer, Gideon, Gaius, Aquila and Priscilla, Alexander Campbell, Thomas Campbell, Billy Graham, Enoch, Abraham, Isaac, Phinney, Ham, Shem, Japheth, Lancelot Andrews, Philip Melanchthon, Benaiah, William Farrell, John Darby, Peter Waldo, Archippus, John Wycliffe, Othniel, Fred Bosworth, Shamgar, Onesimus, Noah, David Wilkerson, Samson, John Knox, Bartimaeus, Menno Simons, Zacchaeus, John Wesley, John Huss, Alexander Cruden, Don Basham, Jethro, Zebediah, Jonathan, Lot, Micaiah, Boaz, Jehoiada, Don Gossett, Rechab, Josiah, Obed, Jeduthun, Melchizedek, Epaphroditus, John Sherrill, Ehud, Nehemiah, Crispus, Ruth, Clement, William Freeman, Rex Humbard, Mephibosheth, Killian, Epaphras, R.W. Culpepper, Smith Wigglesworth, Methuselah, Crescens, O.L. Jaggers, Nymphus, Henry Halley, Aristarchus, Asahel, Nicodemus, Jerry Falwell, Zadok, Merrill F. Unger, Gad, Lazarus, Jimmy Swaggart, Bathsheba, Dan, Onesiphorus, Robert Young, James Strong, Jerome of Prague, Lester Roloff, Mary and Martha, Patrick Hamilton, George Fox, Azariah, Adam Clark, A.R. Fawcett, Thomas Wittenbach, John Alexander Dowie, Charles Wesley, Boaz, Jack Coe, Manoah, Keith Green, Zebedee, William Branham, L.C. Hall, G.T. Haywood, J. Roswell Flower, George Wishart, R.A. Torrey, A.B. Simpson, Hobart Freeman, Papias, Leo Judah, Jesse, Hezekiah, Ralph Wilkerson, Edward Irving, Hippolytus, Peleg, Sosthenes, Carpus, Ignatius, Buzi, Philemon, Agabus, James Usher, Bezaleel, remember him? He worked in the tabernacle. Walter Martin, Stephen, Zabod, Henry of Lausanne, Berechiah, Charles Finney, Azor, Shealtiel, Nathan, Casper Schwenkfeld, Amy Semple McPherson, Samuel, W. E. Kidson, B. H. Height, W. T. Witherspoon, William Seymour, Melchior Hoffman, Salmon, Dennis Bennett, Stanley Frodsham, Donald Gee, Kenneth Copeland, Hugh Latimer, Tommy Hicks, Ern Baxter, Eudorus Bell, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, Casper Schwenkfeld, Jeshua, Hilkiah, Morris Cirillo, R.W. Shambach, James Robison, Pat Robertson, Heinrich Bullinger, David Nunn, Shechaniah, Gad the prophet, Jacob Arminius, Tommy Osborne, Judith Barsabbas, Miriam, Philip's daughters, Frank J. Ewart, Thomas Cartwright, Oliver Foss, Andrew Urshan, Johann Gutenberg, Aminadab, Sarah, Joseph, Rahab, Eli, Ahithophel, Jephthah, Pierre Olivetan, Rachel, Prochorus, Jim Baker, Gehazi, Asaph, Nicholas, J.W. Welch, Johann Staupitz, Mary Magdalene, D.C.O. Opperman, Lester Sumrall, H.G. Rogers, Thomas Munzer, Charles Price, Nikki Cruz, Elon, Balthazar Hubmeyer, Whitfield, Charles Parham, Harold Bredesen, Agnes Osman. Do you remember Agnes Osman? She was the first person to be filled with the Holy Spirit in the 20th century. Then, of course, You take the sinners on one hand and the saints and God's people on another hand, there's really quite a difference, isn't there? Which side do you want to be on? Think about it for a minute. Would you like somebody to say, Hitler, Darwin, Capone, Genghis Khan, Khrushchev, Voltaire, Earl Failor, you know? You want that to happen? Okay, then avoid that list I read you of all the stuff they did. Now, these men that were good, they sinned too. And they did a lot of the sins on the list that I read you that the bad guys did. They did. But God forgave them because God is love. And when you take the best of men and the worst of men and you weigh them on the balance, they all pale. You know why? Because there's Jesus Christ. When you take that whole list of bad ones and the whole list of good ones, they all pale. Because they all sinned. And then there's Jesus Christ. He's by himself. He's in a class all alone. There's nobody with him. Nobody. Our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Incomparable Jesus. You know what he did? He always showed love. He always showed purity. He always showed righteousness. He always showed holiness, goodness, truth, strength, faith, hope, calmness, peace, reconciliation, justification, atonement, salvation, healing, encouragement, rest. He gave life. Yes. Joyfulness. Blessing. Made people smile. He had happiness. He gave freedom. Yes. He taught submission and was submitted to God. Yes. Obedience. Trust. Reality. Spirituality. Energy. Cleanliness. Honesty, humility, forgiveness, temperance, trustworthiness, agreement, understanding, tolerance, gentleness, zeal, relaxation, prayer, meekness, long-suffering, and grace. And you know, when you look at him, and you look at all of the men in history, like we did this morning, one scripture sure came to my mind. Let me read it to you. It's in 2 Peter, chapter 3, verses 10 and following. It says, "The day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that you look for such things, be diligent that ye may be found in him in peace, without spot and blameless. In heaven, there will be many, many more than the list I read you. In fact, in Revelation 7, it says in verse 9, "And after this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongue, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, Salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb." This is a great multitude which no man could number. I believe there will be 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands. So many that they cannot be numbered. And yet these who lived in sin that I read at the first, they're going to miss that. They're going to miss it. And the ones who remain faithful that I read in the second list, they're going to make it. And here's what's going to happen. It tells you in Revelation 19. "And after these things, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. For true and righteous are his judgments. For he hath judged the great whore which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, and hath avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. And again they said, Hallelujah! And her smoke rose up forever and ever. And the 24 elders and the 4 living creatures fell down and worshiped God that sat on the throne, saying, Amen. Hallelujah. And a voice came out of the throne, saying, Praise our God, all ye servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, Hallelujah! For the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor unto him. For the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white. For the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. And he said unto me, Write, Blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said unto me, These are the true sayings of God. Which side are you going to be on? Which type of a man will you be? Where will your name go? God said, and I believe this is figurative, but he's making the point that there is such a thing as a Lamb's Book of Life, and there are names in that book. And I read you a list of names this morning. In the beginning, God wanted man to be made into his image, and man fell. Adam fell. So did Judas. So did Hitler. So did Capone. So did all of them. And yet, so did all of the ones in the list that we championed. They sinned and fell too. The difference was they turned to God and were forgiven of their sins. They were cleansed. They were reconciled. They were made holy, and they yielded their lives to God. They were made into the image and likeness of God. The others were conformed to the image of the devil, Lucifer and all of his demons. And you can see those attributes in the sins that the men did that I read you. So with this I exhort you. Remember, there's a Lamb's Book of Life, and there are names up there, and your name is before God. And so I exhort you, be careful with your life. Make sure your name ends up on the right side.
would like to make really two qualifications here, just so there's no confusion on this matter. Realize that some of the names that Russ listed for both those that are sinners and ungodly, as well as those that are righteous, they're people that are still living today. They're still alive. And for the most part, those sinners that are still alive, they still have opportunity. And so we're not putting anybody in the lake of fire before their time. We don't want anybody to be there. Also, with some of those, we could not say absolutely 100% that they ended up in the lake of fire. We do not know what happened, the very last moments, the very last days of their life. We don't know. But based on what we see, it's quite certain. It does not look like there was any repentance whatsoever. Those that are still living, we need to be praying for them. We need to be lifting up the name of Jesus, that they might still take this space of time that they have and use it wisely, repent before God, and have the shed blood of Jesus Christ cleanse them of their sin. So we're not here condemning people to the lake of fire as though we be the judges. We are not the judges. There is one who is the judge. Also those in the righteous category that Russ mentioned, there were some of those that are still alive, and we are not putting them in heaven yet. Russ mentioned, and he gave the qualification, that they must remain faithful. And there are a number of those men there and that are alive, and we know that the devil is pressuring them. And you can see what's going on out in the church world today, and the devil's trying to tempt these men, and he's trying to lead them astray. He's trying to rob them of their eternal life, just like he's trying to do with us. So we can't put anybody in heaven, absolutely, and we can't put anybody in the lake of fire. God is doing that. God is the judge, and it's not really God who's doing it either. It's man's own free will. Man has a free will in this matter, and he's the one that's actually choosing. He's the one that's deciding. The key thing is we must use our will and align it with God's word. But I don't want anybody to misunderstand. We're not here trying to judge anybody. We're not here trying to determine what is really in God's hands alone. We're not trying to take over God's position. We do not want to usurp his authority and what his prerogative is and what his wisdom and what his judgment would be. So I just wanted to add that qualification.